This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 4. Jesus's Coterie. Jesus Coterie. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 8. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Yesterday, my daily dictionary app sent me the word coterie. This word comes to us from the French language and refers to an inner circle of friends. Luke's story of healings in this passage introduces Jesus' coterie, his inner circle of disciples. News had spread about Jesus' teaching and healings, so a crowd gathered as he and his disciples returned to Capernaum. Jairus, a local religious leader, came and pleaded with Jesus to heal his dying daughter. Then, on the way, Jesus was delayed by a woman who desperately needed healing from chronic bleeding. And by the time they reached Jairus's home, the young girl had died. Undaunted, Jesus entered her room anyway, followed by her parents and Peter, John, and James. Why does Jesus choose only Peter, John, and James to see him raise the little girl from death? Although Jesus' purpose isn't entirely clear, we see Peter, John, and James playing important roles later as they bear witness to the identity and power of Jesus, the risen Lord. Indeed, their testimony about Jesus in the New Testament helps to provide the foundations of the good news message of God's love and salvation in Christ. Jesus has chosen each of us, too, to share about his amazing love and power so that people everywhere can have new life in him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, strengthen our faith so that we too can be your witnesses in the world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.